What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, The Walking Dead. We're going to be talking about Sunday night's episode, February 21st. That's when it aired. The episode was called The Next World. Alongside of me, to my left, I have all the way from the state that looks like a penis, Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
And Kristen, last week, one individual person, well, actually two people, one wants to get paid to be on the show. The other one will be on the show if we send her candy. And it looks like we got her. Snickers were sent to her and Three Musketeers. Rancy, what's up, Rancy?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing peachy. Now, you were kind of late to the show because were you with a guy?
Oh, my God. Whatever. I was looking for my headset.
Okay. You were looking for some head what?
What?
All right. So we're going to talk about Sunday's episode. Holy shnikey balls. Do you see how that worked? That Brancy was looking for some headphones, and look what happened to Rick and Michonne? Oh, my gosh. Let's just jump into that. Did y'all see that coming?
I don't know if I saw it coming, but
coming,
we're getting closer.
Did you hear Brancy? She said, didn't see it coming. So you did or you didn't?
I don't think I did.
Really? Like the whole in the shower thing, coming out of the shower. I mean, the high five and behind the back.
I mean, in the beginning of the episode, I was like, they look like a family.
Right.
But I don't know if I thought they were actually going to
do it.
Get busy.
Brancy?
I definitely saw it coming, but I didn't know if it was going to happen this episode or if they were going to like just kind of tease it this episode and make it happen later.
Oh, they made it happen at the very
end. They did.
You know what? It was my wife and I were watching. We were like, they're kind of cozy, aren't they? But I saw the closeness and I thought it was just the continuous, because we've seen the flirting in the getting close kind of thing in past episodes, but this one on the couch, and then they hold hands and they interlock. They didn't hold hands, they interlock fingers. That's the serious holding hands right there. When you interlock, never mind, Kristen, it's been a long time for your boyfriend. But when two people put their fingers like that, it's about to go down.
And they got rid of her little mints, too.
Oh, she didn't even put a mint in her mouth either.
I know.
You know, I would have been like,
hold
on. Okay, let's go. That didn't happen. So then towards the end of this episode, they're sleeping, but naked, and all of a sudden you hear, Rick, we gotta talk, and it's Jesus. These two jump out of bed, butt naked, ready to fight. My wife was calling this guy, he's the Chris Angel of The Walking Dead, gets out of everything. I mean, and right when all that happened, I'm like, oh my God, my wife's like, wait a second, what happened to Daryl? Like, how did it get away from Daryl? I mean, what do y'all think about – first of all, what do y'all think about Jesus?
He's a sketchy little character.
Okay, so you don't trust him?
No.
Really?
No.
He could have killed both of them in bed. He could have killed Daryl.
Yeah, but still, he has some kind of agenda. Maybe it's like, let me get them to trust me, and then we'll fuck shit up.
You think he's part of Negan's group?
Maybe.
Prancy?
He could be.
Because see, next week, he leads them somewhere, and it seems like they're going somewhere, but they don't show where they're going.
Right.
I don't know. I like this guy though, in a weird kind of way. Like I mean, that whole running around the field kind of thing, and
yeah, I think that's the only thing I like about him right now is he makes them act like kids. Like, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of The Walking Dead where I'm, like, laughing at how stupid they look.
Oh, dude, my wife was really bothered by their stupidity. Like,
yeah,
she was like, what are they doing? Like, why are they chasing this guy around? Why are they just leave? Why are they, you know, like, as soon as they heard the gun firing, which was the firecrackers, my wife's like, me and my wife were like, go, what are you doing? Just get in the truck and go.
Yeah.
But no, Jesus, there's something about him. I don't know. What is – do you think – because it's been – we found out it's been a couple of months after the night of craziness. Do you think Rick and Daryl are kind of and the team? Do you think the team's kind of slowing down and getting a little too
– comfortable?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's See, I don't know. Brancy?
Yeah, it's kind of like how the whole prison situation went. As soon as they got a big group and they started getting into the groove of things, that's what's happening.
I'm telling you, I don't know what to think, because that just wasn't their game. And even when they lost everything, and it even hurt me, I was like watching. I was like, oh, look at all that food going down in the water. They didn't care.
No,
it was like no big deal. You and I are just gonna go back out. Whatever.
My ass would have been in that water trying to take whatever I could
right?
out of there.
Something had to float. Yeah. Some cans. I don't know, but they were just like, whatever. Let's tie up Jesus and take him back to Alexandria. I don't know. I don't know about. That whole part there really bothered me, because I was like, this is not the Rick and Daryl we know.
I want to know why Rick was even going to start asking him the questions.
Yes.
Like, if he was considering bringing him back. He just took your keys.
But maybe that's true. I don't know what Rick's thinking. I mean, Rick's really taking – he's almost become Morgan, but like extreme and really – I don't know. But see, that's the thing. I don't know if it's this 2 months period. It's kind of gradually built up, and then Rick was kind of like believing everybody, because all we're seeing is right after – 2 months after everything's happened. So maybe he did have some kind of process, but maybe to us it just seems extreme. Like he's just accepting way too fast.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And it's funny, because when they got back to Alexandria, they said Daryl and Rick were talking about something, and one of them said, like, oh, that was stupid today. And Daryl said, oh, yeah, we're going to do it tomorrow too, right?
Right.
And it's like, no, don't lose your supplies tomorrow.
Let's not.
I don't know. That's a very interesting. I don't know. I don't know what to think. And did y'all check out Talking Dead?
Yes.
Okay. And they brought up the beginning scene of Rick, I guess, putting a hole in his belt. Mm-hmm. And so what do y'all guys think? Do you think Rick is getting kind of plump and he was making more room on his belt, or – like Spencer, or the actor, said he thought it was because they don't have enough food, or whatever the other guy was sitting on the couch. I can't remember that guy. Y'all know who he is, right? From that sci-fi show.
Nathan Fillion, yeah.
So what do y'all think? Y'all think that they're just living the life, or they're starving?
I don't know. It kind of looked like they were starving, because they were struggling. They were like desperate to get those supplies.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they didn't act like they were upset when they lost them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think. I'm thinking that I think he's getting pleasantly plump. That's what I think.
I think that's what it is, because when, in like the beginning of the episode, how Michonne's like, oh, I just need some toothpaste. Like, it's very something like you're just going to the grocery store, like, oh, pick me up some toothpaste.
Yeah. Or
yeah.
Not like, we really need food, Rick.
Right. Or Tara, Tara says, I want a soda pop. Or what her name? Denise? She wants a pan pop for. What? What are you talking about? Bullets. Flamethrower. Something.
Gas.
Yeah, gas. Something. I know my wife pointed that out, and I thought it was batteries. Baby monitor working. How is that?
Yeah.
Is it electricity, right? It needs, or is it batteries? I said batteries. But maybe I'm just I don't know. It's because it pointed out, because I have a baby. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, y'all don't have a baby yet. Or do y'all?
No.
Do y'all want one?
We have 5.
Whoa. All right. Moving right along. Speaking of kids, Carol and Enid. What do you think? Okay,
Carol.
I'm sorry. Carl. Ooh, that would have been.
Wrong gender.
That would have been interesting there. Carl and Enid. What do you think? How are y'all feeling about Carl? It's been 2 months. He seemed a little, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what his issue was.
He's being a little shit. Right? Or am I wrong?
I mean, was he out there because he was trying to find Deanna? Because the speech that he gave Michonne, like, that he wanted somebody that loved Deanna to be the one to put her down, I guess.
Right.
And then he said that he would have done it for Michonne.
Which was kind of.
Because she's family.
Which was kind of hit me in the heart.
Yeah.
So you think he's...
I don't know. I think maybe his little episode was because of that. I think he was trying to...
I don't know.
Maybe he feels bad for them, that they're alone or something.
See, I took it as your ex-boyfriend shot me in my eye, and I'm kind of still pissed off. That's how I took it. Because even when I was reading the comics, she's like, I don't want to be here anymore. He's like... And he gets his comics, he puts it